Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning our focus is on John chapter 6, verses 1 through to 14. This is how it reads. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is come into the world." This story of the feeding of the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes is so important that it is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Matthew 14, verse 21, we read, "The number of men who ate was about 5,000, not counting the women and children." If the multitude were properly numbered, then those Jesus fed that day would be a greater figure than 5,000. Perhaps the figure was somewhere in the region of 25,000, inclusive of men, women, and children. The story cites a little boy who would play a role in the big miracle Jesus would perform. This little boy was providentially in the place where he could be a partner in what Jesus would do. This lad was not counted, but is him have the solution. This lad was not numbered, but is him have the solution. This lad, the scholars believe, was in all likelihood a preteen. This lad is not named. This lad is not a known person. This lad was surely not from a brand name family. This lad had no ratings from the people. This lad was not even counted in the 5,000. So this little boy is not even counted, but is him have the answer. There are so many persons walking around in God's kingdom today who people don't count them, people don't rate them, but is them have the answer. But them is the people who God is raising up to do great things for Christ's kingdom and Christ's glory. God always has his person who everybody disregard and discount, but it is that person who has a solution to the problem. So my Christian brother and my Christian sister, if people disregard you and discount you, remember that you are a crucial part of God's solution to the existing problems in the world. You are not to become a part of the problem. You were made to be part of the solution. You are in God's providence, God's person, God's problem solver for this present evil age. In John 6, verses 8 and 9, we are told that the disciple Andrew told Jesus that he had found a lad who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The little boy was on spot and ready to be part of what Jesus would do. Are you on spot and ready for Jesus to use you? Are you on spot and ready to partner with Jesus to spiritually transform Jamaica? I want to suggest to you that Jesus today is in our midst, wanting to do a great work. Jesus wants your participation in his miracle, but are you in the place you should be? Are you available to be used of Jesus? Are you where you need to be for Jesus to use you? Are you in the place where Jesus can use you? Are you walking in the knowledge of the Lord that he can use you? Are you walking in holiness that the Lord can use you? Are you walking in purity that the Lord can use you? Or are you in a place you should not be? When Andrew had found the lad with the loaves and fishes, he said to Jesus in John 6:9, "There is a lad here." When Jesus is looking for someone to partner with him in rescuing Jamaica, could it be said, "There is a lad here, there's a girl here, there's a man here, there's a woman here"? For certain, you are here. You are here because of an act of God's providence. God has so orchestrated things for you to be here to listen to the word of the Lord so that you can respond to it in a positive way. God has so orchestrated things for you to be here so that you will play your part to be available to God. When the boy left home that day, he did not know that Jesus would be using what he had for the glory of God. Jesus can use anything for his glory. But there is something specially blessed of God, when parents give their children something Jesus can use. If this boy was a preteen, as many scholars believe, then it is almost certain that it was his parents, usually mommy, who packed his lunch pan and gave him the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. May is both Parents' Month and Child Month. Parents, give your child something that Jesus can use. Parents, give your child something that Jesus can readily use. Some parents have their children involved in a whole lot of activities. They go to swimming classes. They go to play outdoor games like football. They go to dancing classes. Nothing wrong with any of those things. But what are you giving your child that Jesus can readily use? Parents, give your children something that Jesus can use. Parents, give your children some kind of training, some kind of instruction, some kind of upbringing that Jesus can use. This boy's parents gave him something that Jesus could use. This boy's parents gave him a lunch that Jesus could use. Bible scholars say that the bread might have looked something more like biscuits, and the 2 fishes would have been about the size of sardines. In other words, it was a small lunch. This little boy still gave what he had to Jesus. He did not say it was too small to give to Jesus. He did not say it was too simple for Jesus. He did not say, "Jesus would not have any use for what I have." When Jesus received what the boy had, he lifted up his eyes and prayed, and then the great miracle occurred. Brethren, little becomes much when you place it in the Master's hand. The little boy did not have much to offer to Jesus, but when he offered what he had, it became the raw materials for a miracle that affected 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Can you imagine if he had kept his lunch to himself? It is possible we would not have had the story of the feeding of the 5,000 men, not counting women and children. I believe this same Jesus wants to do miraculous things with our little. But we keep our little to ourselves rather than laying it down for Jesus' use. When we give Jesus our little, he's able to use it exponentially. When we give Jesus our little, he's able to make it a blessing beyond our wildest imagination. When we give Jesus our little, he's able to make it a blessing to others who desperately need to encounter Jesus. Turn over what you have to Jesus. Jesus can do miracles with anything you surrender to him, no matter how small such may seem to you. Some of you might have thought of becoming a Christian, but you are concerned with what others are going to say about you after you surrender your life to Jesus. Perhaps some of you are afraid people will look down on you for surrendering your life to Jesus. Perhaps some will dismiss you because you have surrendered your life to Jesus. Still surrender your life to Jesus and let Jesus do the miraculous work in your life. There's a song that says, "Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life." Jesus wants to make something beautiful of your life. God is not limited by human inadequacies. God's hands are not tied that they cannot bless. What God requires is that we surrender our lives into his hands. Here is how you can go about that. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you are the subject of God's wrath to be poured out on you because you're a sinner. Acknowledge that Jesus bore the wrath due you on Calvary's cross. Repent of your sins. Call on Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Believe Jesus rose from the dead. Trust in Jesus' ability to save you from your sins, and you will be saved. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.